Well, who is the Antichrist? Maybe we'll find out in a moment. Douglas Hemp, our special guest, Corrupting the Image, Angels, Aliens, and the Antichrist Revealed. And we'll take your calls, too, on Coast to Coast AM. Douglas, do you believe the Antichrist is on the planet now?
I think it's highly, highly probable, yes.
Who might it be?
Well, I don't know him by name, but I can tell you what he's going to be like.
Okay.
And this is where it gets quite interesting.
And region, too, if you can.
Well, region, he would have to come somewhere from the ancient Roman Empire. We're given those clues in the scriptures.
That could still be the Middle East, right?
Well, yes, it could. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's so often people have only looked at Europe, which I think is a bit myopic. You have to look at the ancient Roman Empire, which could include in all of North Africa, through the Middle East, through parts of Turkey, and then also concluding Europe as well. You know, I think it's very, very possible and probably probable that he's some kind of a European, but he doesn't have to be. He could really come from anywhere in that general region. And, you know, I think that he will be part of the secret societies, you know, could be a Mason, could be a Theosophist, but as somebody who has a lot of power, somebody who is already, by their own admission, is a Luciferian. Keep in mind, somebody like Albert Pike, he was one of the greatest historians of Masonry. He said, and he was also the founder of the Ku Klux Klan, he said that the initiates of the highest level of Masonry had to maintain the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. And he said that they were worshiping Lucifer, which is just another name for Satan. And so here you have these guys that are going after what they should not. And so I think it's going to be somebody like that, whether he's specifically a Mason or not, I don't know. But he's going to, but here's the thing, and this is what my book is talking about, is how this will be a genetic hybrid. It talks about in the book of Genesis, there's a prophecy there. It's the oldest end times prophecy in the world, where it says that the seed of the serpent will be analogous to the seed of the woman. And the seed of the woman is talking about the incarnation of the Lord Jesus, where he comes, he takes on flesh. And it goes like this. It says, I will cause enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel. So we look at the term there for your for her seed as the incarnation of the Lord Jesus. So therefore, who is your seed referring to when he's talking there to Satan? And that is going to be the counterfeit of the incarnation. So there's someone who's coming who probably is already here, and he's going to be genetically a hybrid between Satan and a person.
He may not, or she, I guess, may not even know they are who they are, right?
Well, I believe that he's going to, and I don't think it's going to happen.
But he might not know now.
It's possible. It's possible. But I don't think it's going to happen from birth. There's a technology called recombinant DNA. And with recombinant DNA, it's now possible to go and to open up a DNA strand and then to insert a foreign gene into that. And then the body's RNA will replicate that and create a copy of that. And then that will spread throughout the system's through their system. So, and what's this is crazy. I mean, it sounds like, oh, this is supposed to be super high tech, but this is actually happening in high school, biology high school classrooms, where they are able to take the glow-in-the-dark gene from the jellyfish and insert it into single-celled organisms. So in high school biology classrooms, they can do this, and all the person needs is the right code. And again, I mentioned that inside our DNA, there's a code, and it's a non-material entity. So Satan, just like those angels of old, can make his DNA or his code, his seed, manifest to the person of his choosing, who will then inject that into himself, and he will be transformed. And this is why I believe in the book of Revelation, it talks about someone who's known as the Beast. And a beast is you know, not quite human. It's somebody who has some very different kind of characteristics. And there's, you know, been a lot of thoughts about that over the years. Why is this person called the Beast? My thinking is it's because he's a beast. He's a genetic hybrid between Satan and himself. And he's injected this otherworldly code, this non-human code, into himself. And this is really crazy when you start to think about the transhumanist movement. Transhumanists want to become gods. That's their stated goal. Dr. Mm-hmm. Richard Seed says, we're going to become gods, period. If you get in, interfere with me becoming a god, there's going to be warfare. And there's a lot of people that are very well connected. They've got a lot of money. There's a lot of scientists that are working on this. Ray Kurzweil is one of those who is just an incredible visionary. But again, the stated goal is, let's become more than we are. Let's become post-human. Now that we've cracked the code on the human genome and we understand the source code, at least we think we do, of humanity, let's begin to get rid of the mistakes and let's upgrade. Let's become what we want to be. Let's have superhuman strength. Let's live, almost forever, perhaps forever. Let's have eagle-eye vision. Let's augment ourselves, because we owe it to ourselves. This is the thinking. I don't believe this. I don't agree with it, but this is what's happening, is that now, supposedly we have evolved this far. We should continue to evolve to the next level. And see, this is where the person known as the Antichrist is going to come on the scene. This is going to happen after that disappearance of all those people we talked about. See, what's crazy is the Bible talks about that there will be a disappearance of many millions of people.
Well, now let me ask you about that, because yeah. Over the last year, a fellow claimed that there was going to be a rapture.
Yes.
And he's claimed it twice, and it never happened. He wanted people to, empty their bank accounts and everything
right.
else.
Yes. Yeah, a real
Are these
thing.
False people, false prophets? I mean, yes. It didn't happen.
Well, look, what the scripture is very clear. Jesus said, no one knows the day or the hour, but we are told that we can know the time and the season. We're told very specifically to know the time and the season. We know, approximately. And what's so interesting is that Jesus likened it to giving birth to a child. And, the thing about giving birth is you're told a specific day, of course, your due date, but it doesn't mean that the baby's going to come on that date. But you know that the child is not going to come out 12 months after conception. It's not going to come out, 2 months after conception. Probably will come out around 9 months. It may vary by a couple of days. It may vary by some hours. You don't know precisely, but you do know the approximate time and season of when that baby's going to be born. And so that's what we're talking about here. We don't know exactly. We're told not to pinpoint the day or the hour, but we can know the approximate time of when this is going to happen. And so I see this whole rapture event is talked about. And also, this would go hand in hand with the disclosure that many people keep talking about. When's the disclosure going to happen? Well, I see the disclosure of are there really aliens out there? They're going to make their presence completely known with no holds barred at that moment when these people are taken off the planet. That is when they're going to say, okay, here we are, we're here to help, et cetera, et cetera. And so I would see the outside date of that as 2028 would be what I see as the second coming, based on that study I did of the fig tree we talked about. So subtract 7 years for the beginning of the what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation, this time of cataclysmic events happening on planet Earth. So probably 2021, it would be the outside date. Now, I'm not trying to set a day or the hour. I'm trying to give the approximate time. And I think we're in the window of time of when that's going to happen. So, keep living your life until something happens. But again, we are to wake up. We see things are happening. We see these messages are coming in. We're being told to watch out. We're seeing crazy things happening in the world around us. Fish are dying by the millions. Birds are falling out of the sky. We've got earthquakes. We've got calamities galore. We're on the very brink of World War III there in the Middle East. This is some pretty intense times that we're looking at here. And, of course, we have this whole thing, this alien presence and these messages that are coming to us. How do we put it all together? Well, again, after what I see, I think it's going to happen after the event in the Middle East, which I think is World War III.
Which you think is coming.
I see that very, very close. Yeah.
All right, let's take some calls here. Doug, let's go to Jason in Phoenix on our Skype line. Jason, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, George. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks.
You too, Douglas. I was just wondering, George, if you recall the frantic Area 51 worker that called Art Bell.
Oh, sure do. Yeah, I still play that tape once in a while.
Yeah, you know, it's really paralleling a lot of what Douglas is talking about tonight, that they were extra-dimensional beings, that they were lying about who they were saying they were.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the band Tool immortalized that call in one of their tracks, Faith de Oyad. And I was just wondering if your guest has heard that call and what his opinion might be on it.
All right. I'm not sure if you've heard that call or not, Douglas. A pilot, he simply disappears over Area 51.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm not very familiar with that. I can't really...
Nothing too demonic about it.
Okay.
Dr. Barry Downing, though, talks about ETs as being demonic.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of people on this program who believe that's the case as well. It's kind of disappointing that they would be.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, we see the movies and it's all exciting, you know. But, again, I think that's the propaganda that goes along with this, is we're being set up, propagandized in the movies to want this. And, you know, there's even a song by Katy Perry. It's called E.T., in which she is, you know, singing about her alien lover. And it's a very seductive, sort of a hideous kind of beauty song. And she sings about this one who's very different. And she even says, you know, you're of a different dimension. You've got different DNA. And this is supposed to be a beautiful thing. So, again, we're setting up where millions of people are watching this video and of how, you know, she says she's ready for abduction. She wants to be a victim. I mean, it's really a hideous kind of song. And, again, it's setting people up for what's coming.
To the Midwest we go, Springfield, Illinois. Hey, Bob, go ahead.
Hello, George. How are you tonight?
Good. Thanks.
Just wanted to just briefly say I really concur with what Douglas is saying. I have been studying ancient transcripts for the last 8 years. I have 1,000-year-old transcripts, and I really truly do believe that the hybridization has gone full circle. I believe that we are hybridized. I believe the reason that God stopped Satan at Noah's time, the reason that God told King David to kill all the men, children, and women in nearby towns is because God was stopping Satan from bringing it to the point to where it was time. I believe now, when Paul in the Bible talks about when a person accepts Christ as their personal Savior, he says that all things have changed. Behold, all things have become new. He's talking about the soul, because when he talks about the body, Paul says that it is the old man that he fights with. Paul himself fights with hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. I really truly believe we are hybridized now, that it's where it needs to be in order for the end days to finally happen, when Satan finally has the liberty, the freedom from God to fully possess one man, mind, and body, and with all of his power. I really truly believe the hybridization is it's done. Our bodies are truly hybridized for Satan to use. At the very second that God says it's time, I believe that truly Satan is ready, and I believe we're ready, and I just wanted to stress that. I really appreciate this man's wisdom.
Okay, you want to react to that at all, Douglas?
Yeah, you know, I would say that I wouldn't say that you know, most of us walking around today are actual hybrids. I would say that is going to be the mark of the beast. The Bible talks about this mark of the beast. So if we understand that the beast himself is going to mix his DNA with Satan, what he's going to offer to humanity is an opportunity to do the same thing. But he's not going to call it that. He's not going to say, hey, take the mark of the beast. This is going to, you know, damn you forever. It'll be lots of fun. He's going to say, no, we're here to help. You get to evolve to the next level, and here's how we're going to do it. Take our DNA. We'll replicate it for you. In fact, you know what? We'll even email it to you. I mean, it sounds pretty crazy, but it is now possible to email DNA. You're like, well, how can that be? Well, Craig Venter and his team synthesized DNA a couple years ago, and then they did it all on their computer, and then they hit the print button, and it goes to this little machine. I mean, it's a little machine, and it essentially puts the nucleic acids together and the phosphates and creates the double helix and, you know, all those nucleic acids, and they print the code that's on the computer. They simply print it into a little strand of DNA. So what you can do is you can then take that, maybe put it on some kind of a chip or perhaps a vaccine or, you know, I'm not exactly sure how they're going to put that in. But the mechanism to do that is now there. And so they come on planet Earth and say, here, take this. You will have longevity of life. You will have superpowers. You'll be like the X-Men. You'll be like Spider-Man. You can be anything you want, but here it is. We've got the code for you. Talk about gene therapy. And it's at that point when people say, yeah, let's do this, that they are just, they're totally corrupting the image of God that they were created in. They're becoming a hybrid, and they're deceived into doing it. But they want it of their own free will. They want it of their own evil desires. And that is when the human population at large becomes hybrid. So I don't think that we're hybrids today. I think Satan is creating a hybrid army that's kind of tucked away somewhere. But I don't think that, you know, most of us walking on planet Earth today are actual hybrids. But I do see that that day is coming. And I think it's very, very near where humanity is going to fall for it and say, yeah, let's go for it. Just like we see in this whole Katy Perry video where, mm-hmm. you know, she wants to be this. She wants to get this different DNA. She's ready for all, you know, to be abducted and a victim and all this stuff. And that's what's coming our way.
Let's go to New York, New York. Bob's turn on the wild card line. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, good morning, George, and good morning, Douglas. I agree totally, Douglas, with what you're saying about aliens being interdimensional and fallen angels and demonic. A lot of the secret societies are into the occult, and they're into this third strand DNA. And if you know the image of Baphomet, which is basically what the head of a beast, the breast of a woman, the body of a man,
yeah.
And they're also into this life extension type thing.
Yeah.
And the point that I'm trying to bring out is they want to offer this to people, like you said, they do songs and videos and make it sound so appealing, but it's not. It's a deception. And I also believe there is a great deception that's coming, that you're going to make us scared and want to do this. And this is something that I've also been studying for many years. And I do agree that these are fallen angels and that a great deception is coming. And I just wanted to bring that out. And I want to thank you. And I'll just listen offline. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Douglas, we're going to hit this break, and I want you to come back and react to that. But very quickly, where do we get your book, Corrupting the Image?
You can get it at my website, douglashamp.com.
H-A-M-P.
Yep. And they can get an ebook there, or they can also order the hard copy there from where.
All right, great. Stick with us. We're going to be back in a moment. And by the way, they're predicting a 10% chance of an M flare, solar flare, over the next day or two. Not quite as bad as an X, but there's one facing us, and so it could hit us. We'll be back. On our next Coast to Coast program, Joe Dispenza joins us. The doctor has written a book called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. I'm looking forward to that. We'll come back in a moment and take final phone calls with Douglas Hemp right here on Coast to Coast AM. And we're back with guest Douglas Hemp. Douglas, I would be very surprised if all these people who have experienced these abduction cases are just, you know, imagining this. I can't believe that.
Well, I don't think they're imagining it.
No, neither do I.
They're real experiences. And, you know, the question is, who is visiting them? That's what we're debating.
Exactly.
And I think it is unfortunate that some people say, oh, that's all just a bunch of nonsense. And I think that, you know, I think I was kind of one of those. I just, it wasn't really on my radar. I was like, well, who knows? I mean, you know, but.
Did you think they were nuts?
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't really think anything of it. I thought, wow, alien abductions, it sounds awfully strange. It sounds, you know, like,
nuts.
How can this really be? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it certainly was not in my worldview until I started to look deeper into it, and I began to see that it jives pretty well with my worldview, even more than I knew. And so now, I fully believe that people are being abducted. I don't think that everyone who claims it is necessarily telling the truth, but I think that the overwhelming majority of people who say that are having a real experience, and they're being taken by these beings who may be, you know, purely demon, or they may be some kind of a creation of the demons. I don't know. But again, it's they have a goal in mind, and it's, you know, to take their seed is just very strange. Why would these beings who've, you know, traveled all these light years, millions of light years to get here, be interested in just taking, for year after year after year, taking human seed? What would be the purpose of that? They must be smarter if they can fly all this way. Come on, it can't
sounds
be
like,
that hard.
Sounds like Genesis all over again.
Well, it really does, and that's what I find very disconcerting. So I share the concern that Dr. David Jacobs has, but you see, as someone who believes in God, yeah, I know that the one that I serve has the greater power. He's the one that is going to, in the end, flush their dreams down the tube, and we are going to have a new world order. We're going to have a new age, but it's not going to be the one that they're talking about. It's going to be one where Jesus is ruling and reigning, and he's got a wonderful plan for people. He's got a whole new body waiting for us. In the first part of my book, I talk about how we're going to have these new bodies. We're going to have light actually coming out of us. The Bible talks about that. I mean, there's so much cool stuff in there. I'm like, really? The Bible talks about this? Yeah, it does, that we will actually shine. We're going to be radiant, literally having light coming out of us when we get our new bodies. And that's what God wants to give everybody. We just have to ask for it. We have to say, boy, God, help me out here. What did I, I've blown it. Would you forgive me what I've done? I want that new body. What do I need to do? He said, I've done all the work for you. You just need to ask in faith, because of what Jesus did on the cross actually makes it possible for me to get this new start. It's kind of like him hitting the gigantic reset button, go back to factory installed defaults kind of thing, and that's what made it all possible. But on the other hand, Satan has a plan for us too. He's like, don't worry, I'm going to upgrade your body. I'm going to make it so that you will not die. Just take this code, insert it into yourself, and you'll have everything you want. But it's going to end in tragedy. So,
all right, let's go to the final calls. You ready?
Yes.
Let's go to Ethan in Salt Lake City, west of the Rockies. Hi, Ethan. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you, guys. On just your last note, I have four other things to really quickly say. I actually work in the mental health field, and I did send an email to a couple of coworkers saying, hey, if DSM-4 category, would you like, if someone said, client came to you, said, I'm being abducted by aliens, the DSM-4 would probably say they're schizophrenic or they need medications. But what if they really are? I mean, this is not something tangible that we can prove.
Understandable.
As a Catholic schoolboy, you guys have me running back and forth on several subjects. The first of which is, have you either of you seen the movie Contagion?
Yes, I have.
I don't think it's got to be a mark under your skin. I think it's been a virus or something along those lines. That you have to have a wristband in order
it
to,
might
be able
to,
go anywhere. And second, shadow people, are they interdimensional? Are they, where do they play in the scheme of things?
Well, we've always believed they're coming from another dimension.
I mean, are they the spies that, are seeing if the plans are going along as they're supposed to? And just my final comment is, I know each generation says that the last generation is worse than the one before. The World War II veterans are always saying, oh, those guys are never going to get their act together. But, I'm 32 years old, and I've just never encountered such a generation that doesn't give a rat's tush about a lot of things, about our economy, about, I work daily with people, kids that are having kids, stuff like that's going on.
Yeah, but at the same time, Ethan, you've got a lot of people who are concerned about it, too. It might not be the entire population, but, just look at the Occupy Wall Street crowd, whether you agree with them or not. I mean, they're not happy with the way things are going. So they are protesting, indeed. Douglas, as you put together this work, Angels, Aliens, and the Antichrist Revealed, with your book, which is the subtitle, did you come across anything that you felt to be startling, earth-shaking?
When I came to the abduction thing, that really... That was surprising. I mean, I having spent a lot of time in the ancient texts, I wasn't terribly surprised by this. That was pretty amazing. And I think the other thing that really startled me was the degree to which our new bodies are going to be like. I was kind of blown away by that. I was pretty excited about that. So those were, you know, some of the highlights in the research. But really, you know, when I kind of decoded what Jesus said there, as it was in the days of Noah, so the coming of the Son of Man will be. And I think so many times we say, well, okay, there were a bunch of mean people back then, there'll be mean people today. You know, people didn't care about God back then, they're not going to care about him today. And that's true, but that's not even half of the story. It's, again, it's this whole genetic thing. And then also discovering about the seed. And the word seed is all throughout the scripture. And yet, you know, I didn't really think what a seed was until I got down to the DNA and even the code inside that. And that became the key to help me understand so many things. And the key is really just to take things literally in the scriptures, and then it begins to jump out at you. So, yeah, there's a lot of amazing things that are we see happening. And, you know, I think just, you know, thinking about what Ethan was saying there, you know, if somebody in a mental health, you know, ward was saying that they're abducted by aliens, you know, who's, I mean, we don't know if they really are in the right mind or not. But I think there is a real tendency to say that everyone that has said this is that they're out of their mind. I mean, maybe there's a few that are, some not, sure. But that's not to say that these millions of people that have had this experience, and you have a very professional guys like Dr. John Mack and David Jacobs, who are clinically trained. They're not trying to become famous on this particular issue. It's just that they were confronted with all of these cases, and they say, listen, there were things that were happening. They had lacerations on their body. They had triangular lesions. They came back with these cuts and ulcers on their bodies, and you know, all these things were kind of physical things, and there were also reports of some kind of a UFO overhead in the same time frame. So when you start to look at the evidence, and these guys are just trying to do it from a scientific point of view. Again, they're not trying to be, they're not religious. They don't even have, you know, they wouldn't agree with me.
That's true. Well, you know, Dr. Mack's dead now.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was a sad story.
Yeah, indeed. You know, before his untimely death, he was not religious. Dr. David Jacobs is not religious. So, you know, I see things from the religious point of view, but they don't. And they're just saying, this is happening. What's happening here?
Let's go to Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Lynn's with us. Good morning, Lynn.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, about 6 or 7 years ago, I was watching the 700 Club, and Pat Robertson actually said that not everyone seeing UFOs and being abducted could be a liar, and he said they've got to be fallen angels. I almost fell off my chair when he said that, and I was like 6 or 7 years ago.
Lots of folks believe that.
Right. And I mean, him and the evangelical minister on the air. But my question was, how could a woman of normal size back then, like, how could they give birth to from somebody being so large and not like dying?
Well, you were thinking of a natural birth. I think there was genetic alteration, and they probably took these babies before they, you know, before they grew.
Basically. Oh, okay. Because I'm thinking these are going to be pretty big kids, you know? I
mean, oh, yeah.
That's very possible. Of course, you know, every baby starts out small. Even the largest of dinosaurs was an egg no bigger than a football.
They probably grew them like test tubes.
But that's very possible. In fact, the people that have been abducted, and they say that later they're given some kind of a little quick view or even a vision of their offspring, that they're taken out prematurely, and then they're being, you know, raised somewhere else. So don't know exactly, but I think at least in the days of old, you know, everything starts out small, and, you know, either they were born prematurely or they were taken. Don't know exactly how that worked.
Lots of similarities with the work of Zechariah Sitchin as well, Douglas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Genetically altering and all that. Very strange.
Exactly.
Next up, we go to Jonesboro, Tennessee. Adam, welcome to Coast around with Douglas Hemp.
Hey, y'all doing all right tonight?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Douglas, I was wondering, it says in the Bible that towards the ending days, anyone that has the mark of the beast can't enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was wondering if possibly the mark of the beast would be the hybrids, the genetic makeup of these hybrids.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. In fact, the what I see the mark of the beast doing is changing everybody at the genetic level. Now, the Bible does talk about there being a mark on your hand or your forehead. I'd see that kind of as a proof of purchase, if you will. But inside there, and it may include some kind of a chip. I'm not saying there can't be a chip or something, but it's not simply a chip, because a chip you can just as well take out. But there's something in there that is going to go and it's going to change your DNA, and it's going to be a mingling of two different natures, of the satanic strain mixed then with the human. And the book of Daniel, the prophet Daniel, chapter 2, verse 43, for those who want to go look it up, says that they, talking about the 10 kings, which are demons, it says that they will mingle themselves with the seed of men. And I would translate that, they will hybridize themselves with the genetic material of humanity, sort of a modern translation. So we have that foreshadowed there quite strongly in the book of Daniel. And the mark of the beast, I really see that as being a genetic transformation of everyone that takes it, not simply just a little chip.
All right, a couple more calls here. We'll go to Durham, North Carolina. Chris's turn on Coast to Coast. Chris, thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Chris. How you guys doing?
Good, Chris.
So my question / proposition has to do with the miniseries Battlestar Galactica, then turned into a four-season television series. Did you guys see that?
Battlestar Galactica, did you say?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was about humans creating artificial intelligence,
mm-hmm.
and then they had a war with the artificial intelligence, and the artificial intelligence left for 40 years and came back as humans.
Interesting.
And they could copy humans. They could look just like humans. So I'm thinking maybe I'm trying to put together like the whole Mars conversation we were having earlier in the show, and maybe Mars was a previous artificial intelligence gone awry that came back and tried to incorporate themselves into human society, I guess you could say.
Well, you think they're coming back, Douglas?
Well, I don't know how Mars would fit into that. I don't see that in the ancient texts in the Bible. So, what I see is that God created things on planet Earth, and this is the center of his universe. Not physically per se, but just this is the center stage, if you will. So,
let's go to Brian, truck driving in Illinois. First-time caller. Hey, Brian, go ahead.
Hello, George. I got two questions I want to ask you, yes, right here. One is, I know about the stones that y'all are talking about in Georgia right there, and the other one right here, the comment about part that's in Revelations right here. I want to see your comment, and I'm going to take this out there. Now, as far as believing what you're saying, that a long time ago, I did believe in aliens. A long, long time did I do that. Now I'm starting to believe exactly the same way you are, but my comment deals with a spot that's in Revelation that states, any man with wisdom count the number of the name of the beast, which the name of the beast is blasphemy. Right, now, if you take blasphemy, that's the same exact number that's inside of a Social Security number. Now, you take a phone dial on a phone, tap in each letter into it, it will give you a Social Security number. Now, that Social Security number does exist, and it shows you exactly where it's from, and it's Georgia. But I'll take your comment out there, and I greatly appreciate your time, George.
Okay, my friend.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think the whole barcode thing is fascinating, and I remember seeing that the number 666 was encoded in the barcode years ago. You know, there may be something to that. I don't know, but I don't think that if you put a barcode on yourself, if you were to tattoo a barcode on that is going to exclude you forever from the presence of God. That seems kind of a stretch to me. And just based on all of what I've seen in the text, It's far more than that. You know, I think it could be, you know, the plot could be very thick and there could be many layers, but I think the one that we're really focusing on is the genetic transformation, and it has to do with the seed, and that seed is DNA, and the DNA is going to be changed. That is what is what we're really focusing on, and whether, you know, there's something in the Social Security number, you know, I don't know, maybe there is, but I don't think that it's nearly as significant as the change in DNA.
How much time do we have, Douglas, before this all happens?
Well, again, I would suggest that we are in the window of about 10 years until we really see something happening. I would not be surprised if we see it earlier. I believe that we're going to see, I really believe we're going to have the disclosure moment right after the war that takes place in the Middle East. And as I watch things unfold in the Middle East, I mean, we've got American warships over there. We've got American troops on the ground. Iran is bent on creating an apocalyptic scenario where they're going to have the Mahdi come, and he's going to come as a result of this apocalyptic war that Ahmadinejad thinks that he needs to create. Israel is feeling backed into a corner because they know their whole existence is on the line.
So what I hear from you, Douglas, we're right in the middle of it, maybe right now. Douglas Hemp, our special guest, his book, Corrupting the Image. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, John B. Wells, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.